prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm glad you're with us, and I do mean that. It's hard to believe again, but it's Monday already, the 20th day of October, 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're going to bring up a good friend of mine. Never met this man in person in my life. When he's doing it with me on this broadcast, we always have a good time. We think pretty much alike, and that's kind of scary, isn't it? But anyway, we're glad you're with us. I like to say, just stay tuned with us and join us in the conversation after a while. Nothing specifically going to be covered tonight. We're going to chat back and forth with Jerry Barrett, Power of Prophecy, Tex Myers' old ministry that he took over in Tex, when I'll be with the Lord. Hope you'll come in and join us. Before we go there, though, two prayer requests tonight, please. Two prayer requests. Have one for David Dooley. David Dooley's 83, 4 years old. He's the daddy of a good friend of mine. And he's going in for some heart tests tomorrow. He's in a nursing home. Going in for some heart tests tomorrow. So keep David in prayer. He's ready to meet the Lord. And of course, his children are concerned for him. We all should be if we have our parents with us. And also for Peggy Priest. Peggy is a widow of a good friend of mine who passed away several years ago, a fellow preacher, that was not afraid to take a stand for the truth. He and I got in trouble together more than once taking a stand for certain things in the conference we belong to. But Peggy's going in for surgery for breast cancer tomorrow. Stage one, there's still cancer. So please keep Peggy and David in your prayers. Now, you prayer warriors know what I'm saying. I bring it to you because I have faith in what you do. You prayer warriors know how to approach the throne. But folks, let's keep those two in prayers, please. And if you have a prayer request, don't ever be afraid to call and let me know who they are or write and tell me who they are. I don't mind putting them on the air. I truly don't. I'm sorry I never mentioned this before. I just never thought of it before. But if you have prayer requests for family members or for salvation, for healing, whatever, please feel free to call, let us know, or write and let us know. You can call the office between 9 and 4 Eastern to place an order, give a prayer request, whatever you want to do, at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please use our toll line, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And if you want a catalog, the new catalogs are out for fall and winter of 2025, 2026. Call me tomorrow. Call the office. Give Faith your address. We'll mail you out a free catalog. They're not huge, but you show what we offer, folks. And believe it or not, since that catalog came out, we had some price increases. Can you imagine that? Wow. But anyway, call to get your catalogs into your ASAP. We'll get right out to you. That's a promise. Now, let's go to guest tonight, Jerry Barrett. Now, a few new listeners that have no idea who Jerry is, I'm going to give you a little bit of a bio, where he come from, and how he got involved working with Tex Myers, Power of Prophecy. And just get you up to date on who he is. And we're going to open up the lines almost immediately for chat on any topic, because tonight we're going to talk about different things. It's going to be kind of a open forum, if you will. And I hope you'll join us at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Jerry, you there?
I am here, brother. Happy to be here.
Well, good to have you, man. It's been a while, but I always enjoy having you on because we pass an hour chatting about serious things, but having a good time while we're doing it. And I think that's what it's all about. We're here to do warfare. We're here to do warfare. I mean, we're part of the army of Christ, or we should be. But even soldiers need R&R. And when you get to be around other people of like mind, you can discuss what's happening in the war. But you enjoy one of those company too, can't you?
Oh yeah, very much so.
But tell the folks about
that's one of the reasons.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to say that's one of the reasons I love coming on your show because, you know, it's so easy to get beat down, and I hear this from people that call the ministry that their family, their friends, they don't want to hear anything that they got to talk about because it's the same, you know. That's what they're saying. And,
right.
You know, there's no fellowship because so many have gone lukewarm and they're not on fire for the Lord and they don't see things through the prism of the lens God gave us.
That's right. I agree.
And so it's so sad that, you know, they have to call our ministry or yours, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, just to have just a skosh of fellowship, like-minded people. And, you know, we're out there. There are so many out there, but you gotta have the faith. You gotta be willing to put yourself out there and admit that you're I'm going to use this ugly word, Pastor Butch. You're a fundamentalist. That you believe in God's holy word, and that's all you need.
Golly.
I don't know why people have taken fundamentalist and turned it into such a negative connotation. You know,
yeah, that makes us radicals. They call us haters, bigots, whatever. Fascist, that's a new word for us, too. You know,
so
all this part of it. But before getting further, tell the folks who you are, where you come from, your background, kind of, and how you get involved with Tex Myers.
Well, I'm a sinner. I was lucky enough that he deemed me worthy enough to save my soul.
Amen.
But I spent 10 years building race motors for stock car racers and things of that nature. And then I spent 2 as a database programmer, and my company did the database that the ministry uses. And the owner of the business kind of had an alcohol problem, and she drank the business under. And Tex and Wanda were nice enough to hire me back in May of 1999, and I've been with the ministry since. And Tex took me under his wing. He taught me so much. He mentored me. He showed me how to live a godly life. And I've told this many times, Tex was the most godly man I ever met.
Yeah.
And he talked the talk and he walked the walk. And it was a blessing for me to have that much time with Tex and Miss Wanda, his lovely wife, and just get me on the right path. Because I backslid. I'm not going to lie. I backslid. And going to work at the ministry. And you know, if you think back on it, Pastor Butch, I have never had a job where I was there more than 10 years. I've always kind of been a vagabond. What do they call it? Jack of all trades, master of none.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been at the ministry for 26 years now. For the last seven, I have been behind the mic. I've been writing the articles for the newsletter and meeting such great people like you. I mean, I was a producer when I first met you, and you were a guest on Texas programs. And I know he came to West Virginia for a meeting with you and a bunch of great people. And he just gushed about you and everybody he met out there. And I liked you from the get-go because we're just a couple old rednecks and hillbillies, whatever you want to call us.
That's true.
And we just enjoy our company and each other's company. And we just keep fighting, brother. We just keep fighting.
That's what we do. That's exactly. That's our calling. So you did a lot of different things before you started Tex. And obviously Tex is a big influence on you. It was a lot of people. I mean, the man took a stand and he wasn't afraid to tell like it was and like it is. And he got in trouble for it also. Because, as you know, he named a nation that is taboo to talk about unless you want to get fined or go to jail or get killed. You know, that's part of it, and with his so-called country. But nonetheless, we live in a time of great confusion, frustrations, anger, I don't know, chaos, fear. I don't know what else to use. We are in a world full of hurt because of our apathy and indifference to the Word of God. And that's just where we are today. And I know people want to hear that, but it doesn't change the truth, does it?
No. And, you know, I mentioned the word fundamentalist earlier. You know, when I played football back in junior high school, the first thing we did every spring was work on the fundamentals, the basics.
Right.
And there, the fact that now a fundamental is a hated negative connotation kind of word shows you how far into the abyss this country has fallen. And for so many people to, and you brought up the word fascist, that word is thrown out there as much as anti-Semite anymore, racist. You know, God's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't care what color your pigmentation is. He cares about your heart. And so all of these catchphrases that seem to be pushed by controlled media and some of the lukewarm pastors that have led to the downfall of this country. It just, that's, you know, I told a lady today, she said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to make as many people angry as I can." Because if they're angry at me, maybe they'll get in their Bible. Maybe they'll look up and try to prove me wrong, try to show me the error of my ways. And, you know, perhaps they'll answer that knock at the door, because Jesus is knocking. You just got to open
it. Amen. Well, I've always said I want to either make them mad or glad. If they're glad, then they're loving the truth. If they're mad, at least I got their attention. They're thinking about it. You know, that's there's no two ways around it. I mean, you either love Christ or you don't. I mean, lukewarm gets a vomit out of his mouth. He can't stand that. You know, Christ himself made people either mad or glad. That's what he did. He wasn't afraid to call a bigot, a hypocrite. He wasn't afraid to call him a hypocrite. It didn't bother him any. And he wasn't afraid to talk to those who were what the Pharisees considered down and dirty, ugly people, because he died for them like he did for everybody else. So, but these are things that in today's society, as I see these in some of these mega churches, especially, oh my, we can name names. They never but according to them, and I can name names about this, there's more than one way to heaven, more than one way to God than Christ, and they more or less teach that. I mean, I had one tell me one time that Allah was another name for our God, and I thought, where in the world where did this guy come from? It's another name for Jehovah? Really? I mean, where do these people come from that can believe that and then pass it on to other people? We have missed the mark so badly today that we don't know we're off the mark. And Jerry, that's the truth. We're so far off the mark, we don't even know where it was or is. We lost it. We left the plumb line for so far, we can't find the plumb line any longer. Not that it moved, we just forgot our way back. That's sad, isn't it?
Oh, very, very. You know, when you said that Allah is another name for God or whatever they're claiming, the thing that popped in my head, Pastor Butch, was Philippians. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
I mean, doesn't say at the name of Allah, and it doesn't say at the name of Yahweh, or Yahusha, or whatever some of those Hebrew roots people believe. But Jesus is the name. That's the name that every knee shall bow.
You either do it now or later, but you're going to bow.
You will bow. And, I don't want to be in that line that's going the other way, because Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you.
Yes, and those are some of the ones that did a lot of good works. He said, I never knew you. They count on works. And we know we can name names of those that have done that. And I'm afraid Madam Teresa was one of them. I pray not, but I really think that may have been Mother Teresa. I mean, she did a lot of great things. I just pray she was saved before she left. Because the faith she was organized with doesn't teach salvation by grace like we do. They hope to be saved. They want to do good works and have less time in purgatory, but they don't teach grace and salvation. Nonetheless, Jerry, we're seeing our nation and world, but I live here in America. We're seeing our nation unravel. Young people, I'm going to say young people, let's say those, well, even some of them our age, but let's say 40 and under. Especially to get down to 30 and 20 and on in the teens. Most of them have no idea why they're here. They have no idea that there's actually a reason to be here, that you're created for a purpose. I didn't for years either. I'm not necessarily throwing stones. I had no idea until I was saved in June 1971. I just turned 22 years old. If you must saw that, I got saved. I still didn't understand very much about it. But I knew at that time there's more to life than living, working, and dying. But today, society as a whole, a lot of them don't even believe there is a God. They certainly don't have any rules to go by according to the Ten Commandments and whatever our God's commanded. They live their life the way they think is right. It feels good to them, so they do it. Shacking up or cohabitation, or Bible calls fornication today, and have babies out of wedlock is as common as not, is it not?
It is. It is very. It's an epidemic, Pastor Butch. It is an epidemic. But I read a report, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, that said that attendance in the church, and I think this was probably not long after Charlie Kirk got assassinated, but young people were turning to the church. Now, you and I both know that the lukewarm pastors in most of these churches are going to pervert God's word. But if it gets them in the church and it gets them thinking about Jesus, and they go on their own journey, their own research, and start reading his word, then there is a possibility that we could reach a turning point in the cesspool of America. Now, I didn't say probability. I said a possibility. But it's a start. We got to start somewhere. and getting away from Harry Potter and all the occultism.
Oh, yeah.
And all of the loony. I also read, Pastor Butch, another report that the number of people identifying as transgender has plummeted in the last 2 months. They're no longer claiming that they're non-binary or whatever. Now, there are those that are still mentally ill that are going to, that you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And we already know that God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. But
yes,
the fact that some people are finally waking up and going, you know, this is kind of stupid. You know, boys competing against girls in sporting events is not really fair. And maybe that, because you don't see any transgender deer. I've never seen a buck in a tutu, Pastor Butch. Have you?
No, I never have. I really haven't.
And I tell you what, if I shot one of them, I don't know that I'd want to eat that meat. That might be tainted beyond belief.
Well, you know, it's nature itself, as Romans chapter 1 says, teaches there's a God. And it teaches even a moral code that we can't deny. As you said, there are no homosexual deer. I know people say, oh, yeah, there are. No, there's really not any homosexual deer. And even if there were, they're animals. We were supposed to be a greater creation than them and given the intelligence and the spirit to have a conscience about right and wrong. But our consciences have become seared. And let's face it, Jerry, a lot of churches that tell these people that this is all okay, their conscience has become seared also. As Christ told the Pharisees, greater is your damnation. You not only don't enter in your... That is greater is your damnation. And that really concerns me, even as a pastor myself, brother, because I don't want to lead anybody wrong. Even unintentionally, I don't want to lead them wrong. I pray every day, God, show me what I'm saying is true, so I know that I'm leading people in the right path, because his word, according to his way, is straight and narrow. It's not wide and broad where we can do what we want to do and feel good about ourselves. And this feel good isn't preaching by certain pastors today, you know, how to improve yourself, 10 ways to improve yourself. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. You don't need any other way. You get with him, he'll improve you. That's all you need to do, brother. We don't need to go to feel-good seminars. Christ is the answer, is he not?
100%. You know, I will put this right out there to you, Pastor Butch. Never in my life have I read a self-help book. Even when I was backslidden, I saw the new aginess that it was, this fake religion that kind of blew up in the 80s and early 90s. And it's no, I don't need, you know, when you want a self-help book, get in his words. That'll help you. But I don't think a lot of people realize for me, it's pressure to me to make sure that I am presenting his word the way he wants it. And I take that very seriously. I don't say something so that somebody will send me $1,000. I take it to heart, and I stress every day that am I doing enough? And I don't think, you know, Michelle, rest her soul, God bless her, she was such a sweet lady. I don't know if her and Sandra have really understood where I'm coming from, because I worry every day, have I done enough? Because honestly, I'm the face of Power of Prophecy now since Tex has passed away. And am I doing enough? And I'm just like you, I pray every day. Lord, Lord,
lead me. Well, you know, in the last chapter of Hebrews, chapter 13 of Hebrews, verse 17 says this, talking about the church leaders and the duty and authority of church leaders, obey them to have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account. Now that right there gets my attention, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. For they watch for your souls, as they that must give account. Brother Jerry, every name on the radio, I think about that. That's something along those lines come to my mind. Whether I'm talking 100 people, 10,000, 100,000, I don't know. Around the world, I'm accountable for what I say on this radio broadcast. And I'm certain there are times I've said things wrong, not intentionally. Maybe I make mistakes on certain things I've said as far as facts or figures. But I want to be accurate in the Word of God for His glory and for the good of those that I'm talking to. And so I do take this seriously. You know, I can put up with a lot of things in people, but I don't like a lazy man or a coward or a sissy man. Put it that way. Effeminate man. Bible says effeminate men are going to hell. Second Corinthians, folks, chapter 6, verse 7, verse 9, I'm sorry. Effeminate. That doesn't mean homosexual. That means soft and womanish men who act like women. You know, the kind that like the tight jeans and the hair buns and real sweet, real, you know. No. We're talking about men here. Real men are godly men. And I'm talking about bullies or macho. Talking about men who stand on God's words and principles and raise his family away. Jerry, the whole nation is going to hell because men ceased many years ago being men and started letting women lead the home and changed roles with them. And look where we are.
It started in the 70s with that feminism movement. And the boys that grew up in that movement that later became men that promoted that movement are now grandparents promoting yes. that movement. And I read an article this morning about the woke community. And it was a female that wrote the article. And she lambasted feminism because women are, they rule by feelings. Men use analytics, logic. Yes. And so if you think about it today, they say the First Amendment means you can say what you want as long as it doesn't hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
That's feminism.
That's feminism. It is. And feelings are the most dangerous part of us. Feelings will take you to hell. Feelings will get a young girl pregnant before they're married. Feelings will do all kinds of things to destroy lives. Feelings and perspective between husband and wife are good. Folks, I'm saying feelings are the most, the heart is where the feelings come from. And the heart's the most deceitful thing on earth. Back at the break with your phone calls, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back and the phone lines are open. Nobody's calling. I'm surprised. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. You just heard a commercial, Melanie Cedars from Discount Gold and Silver. I want to say once again, if you listen right now on shortwave, it's because Melody's paying for it. That's a fact. But I also want to say this. I know a different topic here, Jerry, but I know you've seen what metals are doing the last couple three months. Shooting through the roof. Gold and silver both are just tearing it up right now. You already know that. But a silver dollars I paid $3 for back in the 90s are going for $54 now. Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
It is. And a piece of gold, $8 I paid for, a 10th ounce piece of gold, is now $500. I mean, talk about a good investment. I'm so thankful I listened to Melody Seastrom, Bob Chapman, some others way a long time ago. They told me what to do. I knew about silver because I grew up and they still had silver in the money. But it didn't dawn on me that when I took silver back the dollar and make the dollar worth less. I just didn't know that. I should have known it. But my mom and dad didn't know it either, apparently. And his people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. When nothing's back in paper that's worth anything, then paper's worth nothing. But nonetheless, I'm just so thankful that I listened and put some things back over the years. It's really helped me to pay off the properties, take care of a son that needs surgery. I mean, if it hadn't been for that, that's the truth. But anyway, that folks, that was just a little, I guess you call it commercial if you want to, because Melody Seastrom helped me a lot. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Tell her I sent you over. And again, the phone lines are open now. We're going to go to phone lines. Let's start first right here in West Virginia and talk to Joe. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. You mentioned something about the homosexual community. There's one verse in the Bible that stands out so strongly to me. It's in Romans chapter 1. I think it's verse 27. It says they knew God, but they chose to worship the creation instead of God, which is Lucifer. And since they chose to worship the creation and not the creator, then they have become reprobate.
Oh, they have?
Unfortunately, a lot of them don't even realize this. But they know that they're choosing Satan. They know it.
Well, they worship Satan about worshiping Mother Gaia. That's worshiping Satan also. That's all part of the plan. I mean,
and that's part of Mother Earth. So, you know, that's happening, and the church won't stand up.
No,
but,
no, they won't.
You know, the one of the things that bothered me the most about the church is that what they tolerated yesterday, they're embracing it today.
Of course.
The Bibles that they read, it isn't even the Word of God. I would love to go to a, you know, church and fellowship and clap hands and sing hymns, but they're not even, you know, using the Word of God. And they'll use four or five different Bibles in confusion. Which one's the truth?
I agree.
If I'm in a school, in a college, and professor's going to use three textbooks to explain one thing, then he's brought me confusion, and I don't want to listen to him.
Well,
so I'll wait for your comment.
That's part of the plan, Joe. You know that, and part of the plan to water the Word of God down, so people won't know what to believe, and that's the truth. Any comments on that, Jerry?
They've been very successful at it. If you look at all of the different versions that are out there, that they got a copyright on. How do you copyright God's word? If you want to sow confusion, then you get one Bible version that says it's okay to lay with another man, and just what's what? And then you have these pastors that have gone through seminary. And they've been brainwashed by the seminary professors that believe in all these different Bible versions. And, you know, it's okay to pick and choose what you want. I call that rationalization. You can rationalize any situation to get the result you want. But
I can give an example of that, because when I was in cemetery college. I remember one class where we talked about all the different Bibles, and we compared all the differences, and no one could, you know, judge them as being wrong. But the King James Bible was never brought up. It was all the other versions. So, you know, even back then, back in the 1980s, there was already a conspiracy to get rid of the King James Bible.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And to promote these other ones.
I had a discussion the other day at the ministry about that, and I said, they said, well, how do you know the King James is God's inerrant word? Well, I know it in my heart, but I will tell you this. Was there an agenda? King James commissioned these people to translate the old texts, but there was an agenda when Virginia Mollenkott was asked to be a wordsmith for the NIV. There was an agenda. For all of these other Bibles, King James didn't say, I want you to say this in the Bible, or I'm not paying you.
He said, I want you
to translate this.
Mm-hmm. Well, person with the NIV, she was lesbian.
Yeah,
and she was ordained as a minister. And here they criticize King James as being homosexual. Yeah. I think they need to quit throwing stones and look at themselves.
King James was not homosexual. King James was not a homosexual.
Oh, no way. He had eight children. But, you know, back in the 1930s, we had something called the Pink Pastors. And these are mostly pastors that were, or people that were into the occults. And they knew it. They worshiped Satan. They got into our seminaries. And little bit by little bit, all these years, they've been chipping away at the truth. And what do we have today? Those who want the truth can't even find it.
That's true. That's very true.
And they're starving for it.
There's a famine. There's a famine in the nation for the Word of God. There's a famine in nations, like you promised, for the Word of God.
Yep. And I do believe there's going to be a great revival in this nation, but it's not going to be at the doorsteps of the church. It's going to be from the streets, and the people are going to flood the streets with the Word of God, and they're the ones who won't even have anything to do with the denominationalism because they've walked away from God. But yeah, it's... You know, and the church won't even be able to take credit for it because they'd be so discredited from their own actions that Jesus Christ will stand out strong with the people that are seeking him, and not the people who are playing church.
Amen. Well, Joe, good Amen. Call. Got to jump. Good call. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you're welcome.
All right, let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. We've become so decadent that we put the people of Noah to shame.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There was a story I saw in one of my, alternative media reporters of a little five-year-old girl who was staying with some family while her mama went and did something about 45 minutes away. She went out to play with some other kids in the neighborhood. And she went missing. They could not find her. They called Mama, and Mama headed back. And she got there just in time to see her daughter. She was revived. She was beaten so badly she did not recognize her. She said when she woke up, she was screaming, "Mama, they killed me. They killed me." And the perpetrators, or the suspects that they have, they got two of them arrested. There's a girl and a boy. One is 10, one is 9. She was beaten and assaulted. She was 5 years old. 5.
That's just absolutely almost unbelievable. So sad. So sad.
That poor little girl. We need to pray for her. They didn't give her name, but we need to pray for that little girl.
Yeah, for more than just physical healing. This is going to warp her heart and mind for a while.
Yes, and her mom said she was such a lovely, just a bubbly, just a happy little five-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Just as innocent as could be. And all she wanted to do was play with some kids. And there was a bunch of kids out there, neighborhood, kids playing. They were keeping an eye out where the kids were. Well, they dragged her in the bushes and beat her and assaulted her. They're beyond recognition. Yanked her hair out by the roots.
Those children were demon possessed. That's a fact.
Yeah.
They're devil possessed. All right, Jerry, any comments on that?
I saw that article. It's, it starts in the home. And yes, when you don't have Jesus in the home, bad things are going to happen. It's just so
true.
So sad.
Goodness. It is.
The innocence of children need to be protected.
Anything else, Dan?
No, we're just tilted. We're not coming back. We've gone too far.
I don't see it turn around either. Really,
that's
don't.
That's why the world's under judgment.
Yes.
And the thing is that God doesn't have to do anything. All he has to do is let man go. We'll destroy ourselves.
Yeah, man would destroy himself if God didn't cut it short. Good call. Thank you, Jan. Good call. Thank you very much. Folks, we got open line, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And we need to discuss, folks, what's going on in the country, what's going on with the defilement of Posse Comitatus, the U.S. Constitution under Trump. By the way, and listen, you all know how I felt about Biden, but Trump is certainly proven not to be much better in a lot of different ways. Some ways, yes, I agree with some of the things he did. But, he swore up and down he's going to build that big, huge ballroom in the White House. But he wasn't going to touch the White House, not going to change it. They're tearing down the East Wing right now of the White House. I mean, the man is about as solid as Jell-O when it comes to making a statement and stand on it. You remember he said he's going to get to end the war within 24 hours once he's elected, and on it goes. But the point I'm trying to make is, even our highest leader of the land, you can't trust for good morning. Haven't been able to, basically in my lifetime, that I can remember, any leader of this nation, for as long as I can remember, has ever done anything to make this country better in the long run. Like taxation goes up, welfare goes up, all that is socialism. Not a lot's been changed as far as going back to what we once were, a Christian republic. That's all but gone. And for those that try to stand for that, they usually end up falling way short or dead. But we're seeing the corruption in this country coming around, coming about, Jerry. We're living to see things that 40, 50 years ago we wouldn't believe possible, but it's happening, is it not?
It is, big time. You know, I've posited this question a number of times to guests and to my listeners. How many politicians would you trust to babysit your children?
Good question.
Maybe one, maybe two.
Maybe.
And consider how many in our lifetime that have held office. You know,
it used
to be that they were ordained by God to be in that position. I think that leaders now is little g.
Oh, I agree. And it used to be that in this country until they wrote the Constitution and did away with it, that's the sad thing, that you had to be a Christian to even hold office. You had to be a professing Christian and live it to hold office. These do election sermons. A pastor would tell the leaders what their responsibilities are as leaders. Wow, that is fallen to the wayside, has it not?
So far gone, it's got cobwebs on it, Pastor Bush.
There's no way to even... It's so far gone that no one remembers it. They might read it, but, you know, well, that's been so. It's not even considered to be something we even try to do now. Why try to do that? And if you do say something about Jesus Christ in some places, they'll kick you out of the podium for speaking those things, especially in public places, in schools or even veterans hospitals. You can pray, but you can't mention the name of Christ. That's what we are in the nation today. Now, they don't ask me to pray, which is, that's all right, but I guarantee you, I'll pray in the name of Jesus, because that's the only way I know to pray. I don't know how to pray any other way. I don't know how you approach the throne without coming through Christ, because to get to our Father, we have to go through Jesus, do we not? That's how it works,
that's
right?
That's
so, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's the only way I know. Jesus told us.
That's what he said. So I'm seeing the so-called pastor in this country literally compromising the name of Jesus so they can get to pray at a function, a government function, or at a VA hospital, whatever. They're compromising the name of Christ to go along, get along. Didn't Christ say in Matthew chapter 10 that if you deny me before men, I'll deny before my Father? Didn't he say that?
Oh, I believe he did.
I believe he did. And do you think he pays attention to what we're doing or not doing? I mean, do you think he really cares about our feelings, if we make somebody mad and they hurt our feelings? Do you think he really cares about that? No. We take a stand. Man, I think they not only hurt our Savior's feelings, they nailed him to a cross for us. So surely we stand up for him. Let's go to Gary. I don't know where Gary's calling from. Gary, where are you calling from? Arizona. Gotcha. All right, sir. Come on in.
All right. Yeah, you got me, Butch.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
how are you doing?
Okay. I got very little to say here today. First of all, Butch, I want to thank you for praying for me the other day.
No problem.
When you called me on Thursday, I certainly appreciate that, and I certainly appreciate all the wonderful time that we've had together over the years. And I remember talking with your guest way back in Texmar's days. So it's good to hear him again. You know, I would just like to say something. I don't want to take a lot of time here. You know, this is for people, whether you go to church or don't go to church or not. If you read the Bible, don't read the Bible. Preferably the King James Bible. But the days that we're in right now, you know, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forevermore. Now, that's never going to change. That's never going to change. But right now, all anybody has to do, if you're listening to me right now, and you might not be no expert in the Bible or anything, just go to Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. And you read those three prophets, because God is the same. As God chastens his own people, he's chastening us right now, too. If you fall away from him and reject him and reject him and reject him, okay, there'll come a time where he won't even hear you. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Today. Right. Now, you read those three books, and you see the way God did in the past. And then you can go to Conical, and ask for God's forgiveness. Okay, but here's the thing: you believe, okay, and you put your belief, you put feet underneath your beliefs. Those who do the will of God shall abide forever. Not those who just talk about it. Not those who just go to church. Not to those who sing in a choir. And I'm getting on a roll here, so I don't want to take up too much time, so I'll shut up. So I pray blessings upon each and every one of you and everybody that's called in so far, especially the Joe and Jan. And then there'll be somebody else when I get off. But thank you all for being there. And remember that we are all brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you both. Bye-bye.
Amen. Yes, sir. Those who are born again, whether they're black, white, pink, or purple, they're born again. They're part of the family of God. They're our brothers and sisters in Christ. And the line is open again, 717-300-1698. Before getting further, in case there's somebody there that has no idea who you are, and I know this got to be only one in out of 10 million, but anyway, just in case somebody there doesn't know who you are, Jerry, tell them who you are and how you can find out more about you in the ministry. And by the way, folks, he'll send you out a free newsletter once a month, too. Go ahead and tell them about that.
Yes, sir. You can call the ministry at 1-800-234-9673. You can go to powerofprophecy.com. And you ask for a newsletter, we'll put you on the mailing list. We don't ask a subscription fee for it. We only ask that you support the ministry. You don't even have to just make donations. If you want to buy a book, that's good enough for us. That supports the airtime that we buy on shortwave. It also helps pay for the printing of the newsletter, the postage. And, boy, I tell you what, the postage, it just keeps going up and up and up. But
yes, it does.
We keep going, Butch, but just get a hold of the ministry, whether it's going to the website and emailing me or calling in and talking to me or Sandra. We will get you on the list, and we will get a newsletter coming to you. And hopefully, I'm jealous. You got your catalog, and Sandra's working on ours. Hopefully, we'll have it here in the next couple months. 52 shows a year, it fills the catalog up pretty quick, and so it also fills up the warehouse pretty quick, too. But, hopefully we'll have a catalog soon and let everybody see exactly everything that we got. But it's already on the webpage if you want to go to powerofprophecy.com.
Amen. Again, powerofprophecy.com, and the phone number again is what?
1-800-234-9673.
All right, folks, remember that. Do remember that. And when you mentioned postage. Folks, I'm going to say this on the air, so I won't forget one day to say this. I despise, with everything in me, to ask for help. Y'all know that. I despise having to raise prices because things go up. And I have to say that postage lately has been the biggest culprit. Every time I turn around, they're raising postage. Not so much on a stamp for a letter. It may go a penny or so. But rates for shipping go through the roof. And it's embarrassing. Have to raise the price to keep from going in the hole. But that's what's happening, isn't it, Jerry?
Every month, Butch. We were at $5 minimum postage for 6 years, and we were losing money. But we wanted to make sure that people could afford to get the information that they wanted from us. And the last jump in, because we send everything out media mail, which is as affordable as we can get for our friends. And when it made the last jump, it went, for a package that weighs 0.3 ounces, it's $5.47 postage. So we went to a $6 minimum so that we could at least keep the lights on. And it's terrible, I loved the Postal Service when it was run by ex-military and it was not a jobs program. Because guys and it didn't matter what color your skin was because the military is colorblind. But if you were a good service member and you got preference to get a job at the Postal Service, they already had the discipline and the want to and the ability to get things done. And the Postal Service was actually worth the money that they charged back in the day. But today, it's a jobs program, and it's worthless.
I agree. And that sounds hard-hearted, folks. You tell the truth. It's become just like other so-called liberal businesses. They become very politically correct to the point that they destroy Postal Service. That's all there is to it. We're down about the last minute and a half here. And, folks, I pray that you'll call Jerry's office, ask for his news magazine. It's worth it. Believe me, it's worth it. It's a good little magazine. I sometimes plagiarize it and put it in my magazine. Is that okay, Jerry?
That is an honor. It's not plagiarization. It's an honor and a blessing for you to think highly enough of what we've written to put in your newsletter.
Well, I like to put good things out there that will glorify God and edify the church. And we live in a time where we need edification. And if I can do that with one of your articles or what is Sandra's articles, I do that because good information it should be cherished. It isn't always out there. And, Jerry, I want to thank you for being with me tonight. Go right ahead.
I was going to say, people ask me, do you copyright your stuff? And I said, yes. I want you to copy it right.
Amen. Good way to put it. Amen. Yes, sir. And I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I do appreciate you, Jerry. If I can return the favor in time, you know where I am. You know, I'll be there if I can. You know that.
I love you, my brother. I will give you a holler.
All right. I will talk to you somewhere down the road.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.
All right. God bless. Folks, I love you, and I mean that, and we are blessed to have Jerry with us tonight. This man has a heart for Christ. He's doing his best to glorify our Father in heaven and make a difference for all of our sakes and for the glory of God. That's all I can say. The man is doing his best to do what's right. And, yes, he makes mistakes. We all make mistakes. We're saved by grace, not by works, thank God. But we should be out doing our best. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Melody Seastrom join us tomorrow night. She doesn't come over very often. But I want to join us tomorrow night just discuss some issues, especially maybe some financial things that we don't even know about. Then Wednesday night's when me and you, we're going to do something a little different. I don't get to do it very often. I'm going to have a revival type time. We're going to play some music, do a little bit of preaching and teaching, and open up phone lines also Wednesday night. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Melody Seederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Seederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.